Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. So, Professor Greg Stevens and I, what I like to say, we're unpacking something. Remember how we did on the covenant book? Well, we're doing this on the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
So, there's more than 10, but it...
613.
Yeah, and it's what I call reading between the lines. Because I have it on my mirror there at home. I go through them with a smile on my face every day. And I'm thinking, I'm not reading between the lines here. Particularly if you read it in the Classic Amplified. Mm. You talk about just makes you just want to weep and cry at the same, and whatever it takes.
Deuteronomy 4.
Yes.
Beginning with verse 31.
Hang on.
Talking to that second generation again.
For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, or forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. Now, when God swears something,
it's done. He said, my covenant will not break nor alter the words that have gone forth out of my mouth.
That's right.
He watches over his word to perform it. He's trying to get this. Remember the whole point of the Ten Commandments, it's the betrothal. It's the marriage. This is when Judaism began with the Israelites. And he is betrothed to them. Now, Pentecost, we became the bride of Christ with that. So, that's what we're reading here. What's really interesting, Brother Copeland, in this Deuteronomy chapter 4, Moses began to prophesy some things that's going to happen in the future for them. And he talks about, I call heaven and earth, verse 26, to witness against you this day that you shall utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over to Jordan to possess it. He's telling this next generation, other generations beyond you, and he says, you're going to be scattered and you're going to be done away with and because you're going to break these things.
Before I came today, I was just praying over this. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I just climb Mount Nebo. I just climb Mount Nebo where I can see all that Greg and I are supposed to say this morning. And I praise you for it, and I can see it. I can see over the mountain. And I can see this ministry. Oh, my God. It's 20 years from now. So. And I thought, well, I guess I better get ready.
Well, you operate in the office of a prophet.
Yeah. And that Moses climbed Mount Nebo.
He saw it.
He saw it.
Now he's giving instructions to that generation about going in.
Yeah.
And that's that verse we started with just now, 31, for the Lord thy God is merciful, hesed. He will not forsake thee nor destroy thee, nor forget the covenant. Then you told us to go over to John.
Yeah.
The Gospel of John.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. And, you know, we've discussed this before, that without proper study, the 13th, 14, 15, 16, 17 of John are all in that last Seder meal. They didn't know that's what it was.
No.
And
final instructions.
Yes.
Just like Moses is giving final instructions that we
just
read.
So if you look at the 31st verse, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus now is the Son of the glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I'm with you, you shall see me. As I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. Mm-hmm. And now I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men, all people know that you are my disciples, if you have one love for one another. And Simon Peter said unto him, where are you going? And Jesus answered, where I go, you can't follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. And Peter said to him, Lord, what is it? Peter's always in there.
Always. I relate to him.
I do too. Yeah. To be that bold. And I give you a new commandment. By this shall all, in italics, men, know that you are my disciples if you have one love for one of another. Amen. Chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, you believe also in me. So that's a commandment. Don't you be letting your heart be troubled.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's the same instructions Moses was giving that we just read in Deuteronomy 4. Things are going to happen. Don't let your heart be troubled. Seek me. Then you said we were going to go to 1 John chapter 4, I believe it was, verse 16. Because we're talking about love.
Little John.
Little John, yeah.
Okay.
4.
1 John 4.
16 through 18.
Yeah. Oh, glory to God.
And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have holiness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love.
But perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made mature in love. We love him because he loved us. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. But two, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon with our hands and handled the word of life. Mm. For the life was manifested, and we've seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was in the Father, and was manifested in us. Whew. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that we may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie not. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth isn't in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I was preaching in South Florida. And I heard the pastor say, Oh, you know how much we've got to have to overcome these bills. I heard that. Glad he mentioned that to me. But he didn't. So it was a tough time. I won't go through all that. Order new tapes, and we were in a tent, and the water came down and blew the tent nearly down. Anyway, I said, Lord, I'm not going over there. Why? What do you mean, why? No. You can just get yourself another boy, and I'm going to stick my big bony finger and say that. So I didn't cuss. Well, so we got up there the next morning, and big check for $250. But this big. I got up early. Get out of there. Because we were staying in his home. So I was going to get his newspapers. Gloria said, "No, you're not. Now you just sit down." So, okay. Well, so we go by Gloria's mother and dad and stopped in there before we went home. And Muldeer said, "Kenneth, the sheriff's calling you." Yeah. And we had stopped on the way in Monroe, Louisiana, and had lunch. So I answered it. He told me who it was. I said, "Well, yeah, man, we just had lunch." He said, "Brother Cope, please forgive me. Please forgive me." I said, "What for?" He said, "I was supposed to have given you $500, and I, we went over the budget." Mm. I like to blow the whole thing. Wow. Mm-hmm. But the Lord said, "Now listen, here's what I want you to get. Did you confess that sin before me?" I said, "Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm not going over there. Did you confess that sin before me?" "Yes, I did." "Kenneth, when you confessed that sin was not when I found out about it." He said, "That's when you got rid of it."
That's right.
Now that's important. That's when you got rid of it. And you may have to do it by faith. Do it. The book says so. This covenant book says so. Mm-hmm. Let not your heart be troubled. Heart, you're not going to get troubled in this. You are not going to do it. And can I just run another little?
Yeah, sure.
So I was preaching for Dad Sutton. I'd been in Hilton Sutton Church. So I was there for 3 weeks. And he said, "Brother Kenneth, I couldn't guarantee you $50 if you stayed a month." I said, "Brother Sutton did?" I said, "No, but he said we had flu, and the Lord had said, this is going to be the best meeting financially you've ever had." "Really?" Anyway, and let me shorten this. So he just stuck the change in my pockets and stuff, like the stuff in a sack, and just, he didn't even want to count it. Then he saw the check in a big paper sack and just stuffed them in there. So I drove home. And I got in there and I said, "Gloria Jean, here's your birthday present." "I've been driving all this time and all this change." She said, "Come on." "Now, I can take you in her closet and point those red shoes and that red bag out today." So she poured out, now listen, Glenn, she poured out all this change. And those women said, ah, hold it, Lord. Hold it, Lord. Well, she already had it sitting on the counter. Well, in the change, she had 55 cents. And they said, well, we just about broke. And Gloria said, no, there's more where that came from. Waved that blue, red purse out. Now we
praise God.
That's the point.
Yeah.
By obeying God, going and doing exactly what he said do. And he said it's going to be the best meeting financially you've ever had. I believe that. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question on that, because that goes to the authority of a believer.
Yes.
There's times that I'll need to say something. Then there's times I need to be quiet.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I just got from there. You needed to repent that, but you needed to stop it because you were complaining about going to that place. We have to be led.
Yes.
There are times he may ask you to say something, to set something in order, and there's times he just, it reminds me of David. David said, here they are in the valley. He went out to the valley, whipped them. And then they came back, and then David said, what would you have me do, go out again? He goes, no, I don't want you to go this time. You go wait over there, because it's not about you and them. It's about them and me now. And there comes a time that sometimes the best thing that we need to do is just get out of the way.
Yes.
You know, we thank you, Lord. We use that verse, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But we use it in funerals.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I just got it in my spirit. No, it's not about funeral. I need to get out of the way.
Well, that's right.
To be absent from my flesh is to be present with the Lord. If I'll get out of my flesh, he can move. And that's what he was doing with you. That's what he was training with you. That's just what he's training them to do. This is what these commandments are for. They all hang on love, Brother Copeland. It's not punitive to us if we'll just get out of the way.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light. Notes. God is light. God is life. God is love. In him is no darkness. In him is no death. In him is no hate. The power to forgive. Oh, I wrote that just at the bottom of my Bible. So that. Now, let me go back to Hilton Sutton. Two things. There was a time he didn't know it. He just stuffed $75 in my pocket. I thanked him for it. But at that moment, that was Gloria and my food. Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, we've never been poor. But she and I set ourselves in agreement that we don't depend on anybody but God.
That's it.
And that mess I got in trying to sell airplanes and all that at the same time. Anyway. Then the energy, the divine energy that's in this book. Mm-hmm. Let there be light, not sunshine.
And if you remain in the light.
Yes.
That's our nature.
Now.
My goodness.
All right.
That's who we were created to be.
I was just preaching like Oral Roberts. I mean, that's all I knew anything about. Well, I was in Houston, and Brother Sutton had invited me down there for a weekend. And it lasted 3 weeks. And I thought, I've preached all I know anything about. Go look in the trunk of the car, or this back seat of the car. I'm looking in the back seat. Oh, I'm adding to you tonight the anointing of the teacher.
Yes, 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 yes.
I said, Lord, I've already preached all I know. Go look in the back seat of the car. Well, I preached a meeting in San Antonio. And I won't go into all of it, but the prophet's quarters. I'm not even going to describe the prophet's quarters to you. Terrible would be a way to say it. I was leaving. Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland, Brother Copeland. I said, yeah. The Lord wanted me to bring this to you. I said, thank you. Go look in the back seat of the car. Okay. Books by E.W. Kenyon. Mm. The Father and His Family. Mm-hmm. The Mighty Name of Jesus. The Blood Covenant.
Yes.
Oh,
two kinds of righteousness.
Two kinds. Yeah, really. Oh. And Kenyon had made little Sunday school things, so I just took those out, what he had done, and clipped them in a notebook. And I'm preaching just one. People were saying, oh, glory to God.
Well, anointing of a teacher had come on you.
Yeah. And I love it. I love it. And then
I used to preach these notes all the time in front of my Bible.
And then 1977, mm-hmm. Maybe Center. I picked up on the prophet thing back there in Hereford, Texas at that time. I said, no. I said, I'm going to announce that I'm a prophet or anything else. I said, you're just going to have to take care of that. That was years. Well, Maybe Center, 1977. Yeah, I'll tell him. Ken Copeland, the Lord said, get on your knees. I said, come on, I'm going to fool you.
Yeah.
He said, get on your knees. My knees are good. Ken Copeland, you're going to have to go over there in that healing ministry a little sooner than you thought you would. You're not getting ahead of God. You're keeping step with God. And whether you want to or not, you're going to operate in the office of the prophet. And he went on to say, I got back to the hotel. He said, how'd I do? I said, yeah, 9,000 were there in his hometown. Yeah.
But the body of Christ needed that.
Yes, it did.
And you don't. He'd called you that.
Well, I won't get it.
The gifts and callings were without repentance. It's as the Spirit wills. Separate Barnabas and Saul for the work which I called them. And that's what happened that night.
That's right. And we're out of time.
And we're out of time.
And let me just say this. I'm not criticizing. Well, I am too. But there's been instances where a congregation would get together and elect him an apostle. And he would appoint prophets. No. Praise God. Huh? We'll be back in just a
minute. All right.
The Bible isn't meant to be complicated. It's meant to be understood. That's why Richard Francis Weymouth, a renowned Christian scholar and linguist, dedicated his life to creating a translation that brings the New Testament to life in clear, modern English. Kenneth Copeland personally believes this is one of the most powerful study resources you can possess, which is why he wants you to have the New Testament in Modern Speech, a Kenneth Copeland Publications exclusive, absolutely free. It's not just another translation. It's your key to deeper revelation. With its accuracy and readability, you'll unlock the meaning behind the original Greek text, making the Word of God plain, practical, and powerful for every part of your life. Add this powerful resource to your study library, the New Testament in Modern Speech. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
The New Testament in Modern Speech Bible, yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 to request your free copy. Experience the New Testament in a translation by Richard Francis Weymouth to help bring accuracy and clarity to your study of God's Word. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach, they equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose. My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Find out the will of God. Confer no longer with flesh and blood. Get your job done at all costs.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Always remember this, God is love. So God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.